Now on The Naked Scientists, it's time to catch up with Diana for this week's Question of the Week.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from The Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I've got a gassy problem.
Hello, my name's Tom Gallard from London, and I'd like to ask, how is oxygen made and recycled in the International Space Station?
So what can we do with old astronaut air to make it reusable?
I'm Mark Hemsall, Senior Lecturer in Astronautics from the University of Bristol. Question is, how is oxygen recycled and made in the International Space Station? Well, the oxygen isn't strictly recycled. The carbon dioxide that the humans breathe out is filtered out of the air with molecular sieves and it is simply dumped overboard. The oxygen is created from the water that comes from the air and from the wash basins and from the loos. And after that water is cleaned up, it is electrolysized. That is, an electric current is passed through it and it is separated into hydrogen and oxygen. The hydrogen is dumped overboard. The oxygen is fed into the cabin for the crew to breathe.
With the combination of special filters and a bit of water electrolysis, the ISS can make some tasty new air out of all sorts of gassy emissions from its crew. Yum. Electrolysis, incidentally, is the same process by which jewellery or cutlery is plated with lovely shiny metals. It requires a fair bit of electrical current, which is exactly what this creature seems to be able to generate.
Hi, this is Robin. I'm calling from California in the USA. I had a question about electric eels. I was wondering how do they themselves do not get hurt by the electric shocks that they use to communicate or stun prey? And since they're in wire, how far does the current carry?
On Question of the Week, knowledge has no nose, so how does it smell?
Hi, this is Thomas from Uttlesford, and I'm a science teacher in Bishop Stortford. This is my question. What is the smell of old books? The older the book, the better it smells. I'm not talking about the old mouldy smell of an ill-kept book. I'm talking about the heartwarming smell of a book you've loved and kept for 20 years. So what is the smell of old books?
Does an electric eel have a battery pack? And why do old books smell so good? My favourite has to be those Penguin classics from the 50s. Get in touch if you have any answers or questions by emailing questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or go to the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
I quite agree, Diana. I love the smell of old books as well. They're fantastic. But do you have any idea where that comes from? What is the science of old book smell? Or do you know how electric eels avoid shocking themselves? Just email questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or have a look at thenakedscientist.com/forum.